You know, I'm a firm believer in following your heart. However, I realize that no matter how lovely that sentiment is, following your heart isn't as intuitive or as easy as it should be, because most of us were never taught how to actually do it. My hopes today are to crack open just enough space in this loving direction for you to see beyond the saying, and from there, to be able to fully open the door and explore. When we're faced with a choice, generally speaking, many of us are taught from an early age how to follow the rules. This is needed because as little ones, we're great at mimicking without thinking. So having rules helps us place a bit of cognitive discipline into our otherwise unruly curiosity. We memorize the rules, so when we're about to do something, we think, oops, better not, because of the rule. The rules are super helpful because they create safety bumpers as we navigate through social interactions in school or public settings, as well as for many of the general challenges we face growing up. But there comes a time, usually around the age where puberty sets in, when we really start thinking for ourselves. Because our physical body is changing and we're beginning to experience life in new ways, yet we find ourselves confused during this exciting time because we don't know how to gauge what's right or wrong for ourselves. We know the rules taught by others. Those were the do's and don'ts we followed, which helped us get to where we are now. But what of the rules of the heart? How can we engage it usefully going forward? Not many teach us how to use the growing wisdom of our minds in conjunction with the growing wisdom of our hearts. And I get it, it's not easy. But just because it's not easy doesn't mean we shouldn't try and understand it, because it's so very powerful. Clearly, the line is blurry between the head and the heart. Otherwise, we'd never ask ourselves, what should I do? So what usually happens? Many simply opt out of following their heart because they either 1, don't know or trust it has the ability to lead them correctly, or 2, they favor omitting it from the decision-making process, oftentimes thinking they're protecting it, but in all actuality, they're protecting their ego. The biggest mistake with this approach is we never get to exercise how to use our heart's innate wisdom. We never learn how to ask it for guidance. We never learn how to listen to its calling or answers. Ignoring practicing how to follow one's heart is akin to not learning to ride a bike because you're afraid you won't get the perfect result on your first try. In all that we do, we must practice and make mistakes in order to learn how to become experts in any field, and that includes understanding how to follow your heart. What this all means is that many of us never get full access to its wisdom and power. And yes, I said power because our hearts are incredibly powerful. The heart's energy can be detected and felt for many feet beyond our body because its electromagnetic field is bigger and 5,000 times stronger than our brain. You can't feel the energy field of the brain outside of the body because it's too weak to generate that level of power, but the heart can. That means when we ask ourselves which of the two is more powerful, the heart is the truthful answer. So if you had an important life decision in front of you, not a mathematical equation, but an important decision in front of you, would you ask the weaker of the two to help you choose? Now, let that sink in a moment. Even with all that said, I understand that many people think that if you live from the heart, you'll be used, trampled on, taken advantage of, and hurt. And while that does happen, those negative outcomes aren't usually a result of following one's heart, but more the outcome of doing something that wasn't meant to be in the first place. To further clarify, a lot of times we think we're following our heart when in fact, we're following what our ego mind is desiring in that moment. We think it's our heart because we really want it. But really wanting something isn't part of the heart's logarithm. So how do we tell the difference? Well, there will be different ways to discern the difference between your ego mind and your heart, your intuitive self. But let's focus on one of the easiest and quickest ways to tease out the answer. If and when you're faced with a challenge, contemplating a decision, or doing anything, if you see and enjoy the outcome as including you being envied by others, your achievement making someone upset, you feeling superior to others, or you making someone feel inferior, or your actions hurt someone, or you rejoice in someone else losing or failing, if you make a decision and feel any of those sensations, then that means you're following your ego mind and not your heart. Those are not sensations that your heart is attracted to. They are feelings which your heart naturally repels. When you follow your heart, you're purely following what feels right deep inside you, not what your ego mind's daydreams are showing or saying to you. Your head's desires do not factor into following your heart. But don't stress. Identifying if you're following your heart is much easier than recognizing the tricks of the ego mind. The one simple thing to remember whenever you want to engage and live from your heart is to think. If it's the right thing to do when no one's looking, or if it's the right thing to do, yet no one will ever know it was you doing it, then whatever that choice is will most likely be the one directly from your heart. I hope that was helpful or at least insightful. Big love to you, sweet souls.